Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today I'm going to talk about the week ahead. That's going to be include July 7th through July 14th. And as our astrology horoscope week begins, the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, of course, growing fuller. I don't know if you have gotten a chance to go outside and look at the moon. You might even think it's already full. It was so bright in the skies there last night. So we're in the sign of Sagittarius. The moon is going to enter the sign of Capricorn, and that's where we're going to find our full moon. And of course, the moon doesn't necessarily like to be in the sign of Capricorn because it's in its detriment sign. That means that it's opposing the sign that the moon usually already rules, the sign of Cancer. And what do we find in the sign of Cancer? We find the sun and we find the planet Jupiter, the largest planet in our universe, pulling and tugging at emotions. And also, so it would make sense that the moon in Capricorn doesn't really like anything pulling and tugging at their emotions, correct? So this is called the full buck moon. It's also a supermoon, appearing 33% larger than normal. And it's not the most favorable position for the moon. So when the moon culminates to full, you can find you have a rush of all kinds of emotions. You might find people being colder, meaner, or all business with you. And of course, because Jupiter is in the sign of Cancer, some may try to invalidate your feelings, or your home life or your family life might be interrupted in some sort of way. So it's necessary that we take the extra steps and try to be kinder to each other, okay? Maybe that's something that may stand out with the full moon on July 10th. And of course, we have something to learn from the full moon in Capricorn. We have something to learn from the sign of Cancer. Touchy, feely, huggy, nurturing, and caring for other people. When I say nurturing, that means food, cooking for others. This is how a lot of people show their love. And of course, a lot of this you can read about in my book on moon signs called La Luna on Amazon. Another thing here, Juno, the asteroid of marriage, goes direct in the sign of Scorpio. And it's been retrograde in the sign of Scorpio. Of course, the sign of Scorpio likes to merge. But Juno is also telling us about covenant relationships and the type of person that someone is looking for as a marriage partner. And some say that Juno actually herself plays a role in connecting soulmates in covenant relationships. So by these covenant relationships, I mean karmic relationships from a previous lifetime or where promises have been made, to each other for one reason or another. Of course, the sign of Scorpio can be jealous. It can revive permanent breakups, divorces, and things that are very intense that ultimately we don't like to face or handle. I think that goes along with that Capricorn moon who isn't in touch with their feelings or can be a bit on the cold or distant side. And so as Juno goes direct in the sign of Scorpio after the full moon, these are kind of things that are the underpinnings, meaning they're not really things that you're going to feel comfortable talking about. So we keep our conversations light, of course, with Uranus in Gemini. We don't really want to delve deeply. So when you encounter someone who triggers you, when you want to be, when you only want to talk about light matters, keep it flirtatious, that can cause some friction, I think. And then we have the North Node at 19 degrees, which I know I do astrology a little bit different because I see things a little bit differently after doing this for so many years. So 19 degrees was where Saturn went retrograde in Pisces on June 29, 2024. And so as the lunar North Node comes around, the North Node is again bringing up some Saturn issues that you could have had from last year. So when a planet goes retrograde at a certain degree, like 19 degrees in this reasoning, it's sort of like putting a pin in that degree so that everything that touches that degree kind of builds upon that experience. for good or bad. The North Node wants to move on. It's about new karmic experiences. So there could be something resolved in the sign of Pisces that was unresolved or that bothered you in some way. The sign of Pisces deals with secret sorrows, can be debts, it can be losses, and it can be tragedy or something that, some insecurity that was brought up during that time. And then right in line on the 13th, Saturn goes stationary retrograde in Aries. And so I kind of felt this was the summer where things were going to make a difference. And then in the fall, we're going to go back to kind of the way things were when both Saturn and Neptune retrograde, and Uranus, by the way, retrograde back into the signs that they were in. But Saturn goes retrograde, Neptune goes retrograde in Aries, that sign that wants to move forward, make plans, and do something unique and independent. So now they go retrograde, and guess who takes over? Uranus in Gemini. And so when I think about Uranus in Gemini, Gemini being ruled by the planet Mercury, the lower octave of the planet Uranus, Uranus being the higher octave of the planet Mercury. So there is this kind of fast-moving energy that sweeps in unexpectedly, unannounced, and by surprise, I guess. When we look at Uranus in Gemini, that is in the 12th house of the Sun in Cancer and Jupiter in Cancer, that nurturing, wonderful, homey experience, but also that the Sun in Cancer and Jupiter in Cancer rules family and motherhood. And so we may have some issues along, you know, with homes, like we have the way people losing family members. So it does pay to kind of keep your family members kind of close or your children kind of close. Well, so I'm going to begin to fill in the blanks, let's say, for all of these sun signs on my weekly horoscope. So you can check out my website, www.terrynazon.com, for lots more information. You can also subscribe to my monthly horoscopes. They're already up. And I look forward to hearing from you.